at the end of the day, when you have a shit ton of followers, it doesn't mean that you actually have sense, right? People usually say, especially people usually say some kind of rubbish. They'll say maybe they know that they say something politically incorrect, and then they end the statement with, "I said what I said." Bro, you said what you said doesn't mean that it's not nonsense that you said.
Wow, but you still said what I said.
Hi, my name is Abiola Dragbimi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Hi, what's up? My name is Abiola Dragbimi. I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast. If you are new here, I want to ask you just one simple question. Where the hell have you been all your life? Right, so just give us like 3 minutes. After this first 3 minutes, if you do not like what you've heard so far, I promise you, you can
out of the door.
You understand? No, we won't give you money for your data. Understand?
I won't give you money for transport.
but I have really amazing people here. I'm sure you can't wait to meet them. However, I just want to, like, you know, run you through what we're talking about today. We're talking about celebrities and whatnot, whether or not influence is actually a real thing in the real life, you know, in the days of, you know, verification and Twitter influencers and Instagram influencers, social media influencers, basically. There's a lot of stories here of how the podcast has been reaching out to a lot of people and they've been turning us down. So today it's kind of a very selfish episode because I want to
we are ranting.
A number of your favorites. So if you know that this person is your favorite, tag them and they can come and get angry to come to the podcast. But today we have your favorite on the podcast. But before I let him introduce himself and another beautiful lady introduce herself, there's this very subtle thing that we usually do. If you're listening to us on, you know, podcasting platforms, Spotify, you know, Apple Podcasts, basically just take a screenshot and share on your social media platform. Tell your friends that you are tuning into the best podcast that there ever is and there ever will be, because why the hell not, right? And if you're watching on YouTube, understand, you share on your social stories, your Insta story, your Twitter timeline. Just get the word out there that, you know, we're doing really great stuff, and that share would really go a long way. So thank you very much, as you're obliged. So ladies first, who is lady on glasses? Ah god, they have get me. Okay, sorry. If you've been listening to podcast,
you know that ladies on glasses.
I have a thing for glasses, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so introduce yourself.
Okay, hi everyone, I'm Abigail, and I'm a voiceover artist. No, upcoming voiceover artist. Well, I can do that voiceover if you want. If you have anything for me, like,
we're not supposed to sell yourself. This is not what you sell yourself.
Wait, I want to sell. Okay. Any opportunity I have, I want to sell myself. Like, you're not the one that told me to be selling myself.
Sorry, I apologize.
And for today, I'll be your co-host. Thank you. And God bless you.
All right.
Hi everyone, my name is Boson, known as Boson the Plug, you know. I don't know what to say, but my name is Boson the Plug, yeah.
You know how, if I don't know if you watched or you saw WrestleMania growing up, I don't know if they still do. Are they still doing that thing?
Nah.
Yes, they do.
Oh my god.
But you don't really watch it. WWE Sports or something.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So there's this guy, Paul Heyman, I think. A very short guy that used to hype Brock Lesnar. Bro, there's the way he does it. Like, he was like, he's always like killer of people. Da, da, da. So I want to be the Paul Heyman, so he's Brock Lesnar. Right, so backstory, right, because we all like a good story. I met Boson a couple of weeks ago at a listening party. Really amazing listening party, by the way. And we just hit it off. It was really amazing, and we got to see that we have that Ibon wanted to come, but I cash it. Understand? We got to see that we have a lot of stuff in common, other than our interest in tech and, you know, product design. I'm a product designer. Give me work. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're telling yourself. But no problem.
Right. But this is how it is. It's pretty radical. But at one point, eventually, we'll get to the topic. I know that, you know, it might seem that we're wasting our time, but just hold up to it. Right. So I met him at the party, and we kind of hit it off. He's into the media space, also tech space, and I'm like, you know, let's have something together. Fast forward weeks after, we're here in this wonderful space recording an episode, right? So, Spuddy? I'm sorry. We have an amazing director. We'll call her our director for today. She's our director. Beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Jennifer, right? So she's going to be interrupting us. She's going to be giving us the ad libs from behind the scenes, right? but man, it's crazy. I'm trying to explain how Boston is, right? So after the party, we now had another listening party, right? It was crazy. It was unofficial, right? It was playing us some of his songs that he has not released yet, and I'm like, bro, no, we have to record something. And trust me, the songs are fire. I don't know if we're going to add this to the video or to the audio. I really don't know, but I can't wait for you to listen to it. It's going to be coming out very, very soon, right? But yeah, that's the busting the plug. And yeah, plugs, we're going to come to that eventually. So talking about celebrities and whatnot, let's get into it. I know that I've said a lot of stuff, right? I said that today's episode is kind of like a rant because very recently the podcast is trying to upscale, right? There's a team working around the clock. We have a number of people behind the scenes doing a lot of stuff, and we've been reaching out to influencers, tweeting at them, sending them messages, sending them DMs and whatnot, and some responses it has arose some kind of anger in me. There was one day, I don't know if you guys remember that thing. I said that thing in the middle of the night, and I was like, you know what?
The voice. Fuck all these, yeah, fuck all these, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Like, I was just angry myself. Like, why the fuck are these guys telling us no? Because we are giving you a platform.
They're giving you a chance to come and express yourself. You're not for me.
So
why are you for me?
So, and I'm like, on a more personal level, there's been people that we know or we knew them before the fame. Then all of a sudden, they switched up. Okay? And I'll start with Boston, right?
Okay.
You never blow like that.
Yeah, of
Mono
course.
Lie.
I never make money.
Calm down. I'm not trying to shake any tables
here. I don't have a base yet.
Right? But now, this episode is going to be living proof that when you blow and you now start to act some type of way, the internet never forgets. And I message you. I just got cut it. But have you had any experience with people that you knew them before, not necessarily before the fame, but you were G's, but because of they got to a bigger audience or a bigger stage, they started to act some type of way?
Of course, at every point, you understand, like 21st can't play for 20 years.
Write that down somewhere.
And the thing is that when you change your circle, do you understand? When you get to the top, you change your circle. It's very hard to actually relate back with the people that I used to relate with. I understand that fact, but then it's not to the point that, okay, I want you to come and help me do something. You understand? Yeah. I'm not calling you to come and chill, come and drink, whatnot. I'm calling you to come and help me do something. Let's do something together. Do you understand? Create content so I can actually move up to where you are. If not where you are, but somewhat to a spot that I can actually reach you and we can chill together again because I value our friendship.
Okay, so now this begs the question that obviously for you to reach out to this person, they already have a level of audience, they already have a level of influence that they did not have before. Now, let's be factual. Social media is a crazy place. In fact, it's an insane place. Forget that you're trying to understand the algorithm, because I've been in social media space. The algorithm has a mind of its own. 1 minute you think that you're understanding it, the next minute it will just throw you off. 1 minute you think that you are speaking what people want to hear, the next minute they're against you. It's a crazy place, right? However, I've come to realize that having a following on social media or an audience base doesn't actually mean you have an edge in life. And that is actually the whole essence of this conversation. And I'm saying this early because when we start to say something that would seem as though we are deviating, I need you to have that anchored at the back of your mind that at the end of the day, when you have a shit ton of followers, it doesn't mean that you actually have sense, right? People usually say, especially people usually say some kind of rubbish. They'll say maybe they know that they say something politically incorrect, and then they end the statement with, "I said what I said." Bro, you said what you said doesn't mean that it's not nonsense that you said.
Wow,
but you still said what I said.
But
you said nonsense. Okay, so I want you to realize that social media accounts, if anything, doesn't mean that you have an edge. Okay, I understand that that might be a first impression, right? This person might have a shit ton of followers, or the person is in public faces. Doesn't, in fact, then kind of on some days I feel sorry for them because I know that they can't do what some of the average things that we can do, right? And now, Abigail was telling me about, and I want her to tell us this story. She was telling us about a particular guy that we're not going to mention his name, but we all know him on the social media online. We know this person.
Online.
All this DJ, click on
the internet.
It's not like
I'll not call anybody's name,
but then we are shaking tables. Anyways, there's this DJ, a celebrity DJ that I know, or that we, okay, that I knew. We actually grew up together, attended the same primary school. He was living on my street, we're friends. Mm. All of a sudden,
serve
like,
you breakfast.
No, not like nah. Actually, we went to the same primary school, went to almost the same secondary school. Like when we got to Jess class, we actually separated. He went to another school and I went to another school, but we're still staying on the same street, so we're friends. And I actually moved from one part of Lagos to another part of Lagos.
Mention the trenches that you were staying. Be proud of your trenches.
Okay, fine. Wait, I stayed at Ijesha, and then from Ijesha, we moved to Ikorodu. Ikorodu is Lagos, please. All those people that say
you moved from
Lagos
trenches to Promax trenches.
Well, anyways, we're still talking, we're still chatting and all that. All of a sudden, I saw him with one of the biggest celebrity in this life. Not like in this life, but in Nigeria. And then I went to his DM and I was like, oh, like, I saw you here and this is nice. And you know what he did? He didn't respond. He ghosted me.
Did he see the message? Like,
he read the message.
Oh, crazy.
He read it.
He read the message and he ghosted me. And I'm like, one day, I will blow.
He read your message to tell you that I can see you, but
I can see you, but I'm not seeing you.
That shit is crazy. That's like a sec. That's a mental.
So I'm like, why do people actually do this thing? You grew up with them, and then you guys separated and they move to like they become superstars or something, and then they're not forming levels for you. Like, I don't understand. What's the meaning of that?
So here's the thing, right? And I have this opinion that people that are trending or kind of social media famous, 70%, mind my calculation, 90% of them don't actually have sense. Their content is based on indulging people's bad characters. You know how some things that we have these thoughts that we're not necessarily proud of, but imagine a big person is putting it out there. That would create some sort of relatability in people, and people will not be like, oh yeah, you eat shit too. I also eat shit. And we have a community of people that eat shit, and it's crazy. it's actually crazy. And I'm like, most of the influencers that we have, and I'm not saying influencers are social media influencers, people that are thought leaders, you know, this could be TEDx speakers, anybody that seem to have sense, that looks as though they have sense on the online, 70% of their content, or a larger percentage of their content, is indulging other people to create shareable content. Now if they're getting a shit ton of shares, their faces are in the faces of others, and that's how there's a particular influencer in Abeokuta, a singer that has an orange shirt.
Hey,
you know the guy. For my guys that is a singer, he finished from FUNAB, right? If you can see this, all of.
If you understand,
but
I know your
strategy. The strategy he used was he would tweet stuff. He wears orange shirt, has dread, he sings
wow.
too.
Wow.
So he will make funny tweets and share on. As WhatsApp BC, you now tell people to share. So people now started to share and share and share to the point in which it picked up, it trended on Twitter, people started to share his content organically, and you know that was how it blew up. Shout out, if you want to come to the podcast, send a mail to shakingtables@gmail.com. Expecting. but the point is, right? Most of these people just say things to indulge our bad, not necessarily bad character, but doesn't mean that they actually have sense. I'm not saying that these guys don't actually say some stuff that actually makes sense, right? But a verification badge doesn't actually mean anything, all right? Now, at the party, listening party that I met Bosun, it was telling me about somebody, a global star, right? Spider-Man. If you get it, forget it. If you don't get it, forget about it. So, I'd like for you to say that story again.
Oh, What story?
All these politically incorrect people.
Okay, yeah, shout out to my guy Oxlade. I'll say he's an amazing person, because meeting him at first, then meeting him again, he actually like gave me the opportunity to do stuff with him without taking a dime.
That's crazy.
Because he said something to me. He said, how would other people grow if he does not do this? And I held on to that, because like if you see a lot of people at that particular point of where he was at that point, like he had one song, Away. He was blown, do you understand? It was not as if he was trying to make it. So, and he still reached out, and he actually gave me that hand of help, do you understand, at that point. That's showing me that, okay, this thing is actually not impossible. It's actually very simple to do. So people trying to say, okay, I can't help you, or I can't do this for you, I don't know, there's a problem in between.
Okay, now, I like that you mentioned artists, and I'd like to tilt in that direction for a bit, right? This is not rampant in Nigeria, right? So this content is not just for, you know, Nigeria, because of your mentioning, you know, local celebrities.
No, they're our artists.
Yeah, we have to support home. Charity begins at home, you understand? Right, but there is this guy called DaBaby. If you don't know DaBaby, he's a singer, an artist, a rapper. He has rapped about how he killed somebody, right? And nothing was done. Like, and this is very common in UK artists. Like, these guys will talk about how they shot the nigga up, or they went in this direction, and you know, and the media just looks at them
and just
how are you excused from head? Because of you are a big person. Now, I don't get it, right? And it's pretty crazy, to be very sincere, right? And look at how people basically look at, because of you have a larger percentage of numbers, they will feel like what you are saying, like they basically have some sort of validation. Like just very recently, last week,
Daddy Freeze.
I don't,
you know Daddy Freeze?
I know of the guy, but I don't know the guy.
Okay, do you know what he did about when Nathaniel Bassey?
That Jesus
thing. Oh, no, Jesus thing. What happened?
Like, someone said post Jesus up by 12 noon to actually make people think that, okay, what's going on?
Okay.
And let people ask questions and say Jesus is going on. And Daddy Freeze comes to social media to attack Nathaniel Bassey for doing that. That is cloud chasing.
I'm cloud chasing for Jesus, bro. he's saying
Jesus does not bring peace. That was what even got me upset. Like, why would you say that? Are you joking or something?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
He's the Prince of Peace.
You understand?
So because you have like some sort of following, you think you can just come on social media to say rubbish. I see that as rubbish, honestly. I was angered. Do you understand? I was so angered that, man.
I understand.
I didn't pay offering for church now.
I mean, it's a sort of investment. It has to yield results. You cannot just come here and talk about my investment. I'm joking. But it's crazy how these people that seem to have, and I don't think it's their fault. Right, I saw a video by this guy, James Janney. I don't know if you know James Janney. He's a very big YouTuber, a white guy. He does documentary about crazy documentaries about dark world of you know, religion and what he mentioned. He said something that most of these people do not know that they are doing these things. Like, they feel like they're doing good, but in the real sense, they're doing harm. Hey, I am so sorry. God of mercy. I apologize. The person that bombed me is calling me. I'm sorry. Right? But the gist is how you come to a point that because of you've been seen as a thought leader, you want your voice to be the most heard. And whenever you are not giving the audience, it stings you. Like, trust me, it happens a lot. Sometimes I tell myself, Adora, shut up. Just listen. Like, it takes a level of being deliberate to just actually shut the F up. I'm so sorry myself because of YouTube content. They should not go and spoil our shine. Right? But I just wanted to understand. Now, I have a few questions for Abigail, and because I've seen that Abigail has been awfully quiet. Right? First question. How did you feel? And I want this to be very emotional. When your celebrity DJ did
celebrity DJ.
I went.
And the guy just ghosted me. And I felt, honestly, I felt really bad that this guy was my friend, and then he like.
You mean he was your friend, or you thought he was your friend?
Okay. Now that begs the question that, do you think people change
people
after fame, after a level of influence?
Are people
money?
Actually your friend?
No, like you
I just
answer that
okay.
Question.
Maybe he was someone I knew.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Okay, he was somebody I knew.
Two
but we're close.
Two questions: do people change after fame, like the way they are, or does it reveal what they were before, or are you guys actually friends? To him and to yourself, you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So what I would say is this: it's a part of them, number one. Then they change after fame too, because I can ask you a question: like, do you still chill with the people you chill with way back? No, because of some certain things have changed about you. Do you understand? Change is constant. So I feel it was part of them. Then the fame actually brought about a change too. And they didn't rate you. They don't rate you. Because the friends that rate you,
that
will actually
crazy.
Come back.
He
you.
Did not rate me.
Do you understand?
But then,
because you guys shared some memories, do you get me? So like,
that was a hard thing to say to her.
No. Like,
you did not rate me.
I won't lie to you. I have some people that have actually like chewed me too back then. That they don't like stretch their hands anymore. Do you understand? And I see it in the sense that okay, yeah, this person has moved on with life. Me,
life
I'm still
happened.
Holding on to the memories, Sha, because you know something. I gave my all then, and that's who I am. But then, if you don't value the memories, then why not move on? I valued. Don't you have money? You have money now. Are you begging for money from them?
I'm not begging for money, but
so
I don't have money.
I want to face this scenario. Now we have been slandering these guys since that them there they don't have sense. But let's look at life from their point of view, right? I become famous, right? Which I will eventually quote this.
Of course.
I become famous and popular with bastard money. I don't want to be famous and popular. I don't want to be famous. Right, so I become famous. Inevitably, it will attract people. People that helped me, people that did not help me, people that thought that they were part of my journey but they weren't. And imagine to you, I am your friend. But to me,
I don't know.
You're just there.
I know it's you.
So it's not like I'm trying to hurt you. But in the real sense, I did not see you as someone that I would go the extra mile for or even do anything for. So in their defense, first of all, they have an overwhelming amount of DMs. Well, if you look at these people's
DMs,
that's
another thing, honestly.
It's like it's crazy.
Honestly, that's another thing, right? I just feel like these people have a lot of DMs to reply to.
Sorry, I'll cut you there. Sorry. I'm sorry cutting you off every time, please. So how many like social apps do you have on your phone?
I have Instagram. I have, if Facebook Messenger is a social app, I don't even know. But I don't use it. But I have it. I have WhatsApp.
Do you use Snapchat?
No, I don't use Snapchat.
Okay, I can put it to you that whoever wants to talk to you will talk to you regardless.
That actually kind of makes sense.
Do you understand? You have different options.
Right.
But what I'm just saying is that okay, now I really want to call some people's names, but it's at the tip of my tongue. But
he's
I don't
calling
want to,
you.
But we reached out to a number of people, right? Texted some of them. Some of them replied. Some of them did not. Some of them said that later. Then later, this is half of the year, and we've not gotten a reply from them. I'm gonna be in your DM again for the last time. I'm gonna swallow my pride.
I'm just being your DM, and
one
if you don't
time.
Answer, you answer.
You answer.
What about the people that when you send them a message, they reply to you, but then they're like, okay, if you want to work with me, you have to go and subscribe, and then send me a private mail, and then they don't even reply.
Let me. I know. Okay, so this is here. You should give them.
Wait.
Should we give them the real gist? We'll not call his name.
Please don't call his name because my favorite person.
Yeah, no, voila. So, Abigail is a part of the team. We've been reaching out to people, sporadically, randomly, strategically at the same time. And she has this person that she really likes and looks up to in the voiceover artist world of Nigeria. And she texted him. It was even we did not even plan it. We had a list of people that wanted to reach out to. So it was like Abigail just reached out to him casually and he responded. And we were like, wow, we didn't even expect that it was going to happen. And it was like, use my platform and send me a mail, I'll respond to you. And she used the platform, she sent mail. 2 weeks after, 1 month after,
it's not a response.
We did not see anything.
That's loud.
He paid me. But
now, let me not give my own personal point of view. Is this still recording?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Very recently, I've been applying for works sporadically as a product designer, right? And I'm going to get one to three person tell me, say, Adura, go and apply. Can you come? Oh, bro. I said, just apply for that thing. I know we'll call on her name because we are no guesses. Right? So, a criteria for you to be able to apply for them is to go and register on their platform. It's a banking platform in Nigeria. And I'm like, that is very shady. They're not telling us that.
You want to generate lead.
Not just generate lead. They're not telling that as a UX designer, what problem did you notice on our platform? So we are solving your problems.
Problem for you.
Not just one person that is going to be designing. Like a lot of people are going to bring out a lot of problems. And their own designer
would actually. Yeah.
And I'm like, what sort of witchcraft manner of. Oh my days.
Yes.
It takes a level of, and I understand that the business world or the real world can be crazy, but please be the change you
want
to see.
But hold on, I just have this thought. Does this thing actually happen just in Nigeria, or it happens? Do you think it happens outside of Nigeria, where all these influencers, you go to their DM and they're like,
I won't lie to you. It's actually very easy to work with influencers outside the country.
So why?
It's an African mentality.
All right, I feel like there's a story there, Hablo, and I would like us to hear that story.
Hablo, and you're not on my level. Excuse me.
So his name is Bosun the Plug, right? That day that I met Bosun, it was so random. I was not saying that. Okay, Bosun, I was talking to this person. I was like, this person, SAP, I'm not. I'm like, eh. I was like, this person too. I don't mess. No, my guy. And he wasn't just saying it. Like my guy, he was giving stories of how they met and this person's guy and this person's guy, and I was like, holy
it's
shit!
Like you're everybody's guy,
you're
shaking
tables. Before all the social media thing came up, like we're there. Do you understand? I mean, I was part of an event in 2017, like one of the biggest events in Lagos at that point. Then I moved on to do my own event, Lifestyle Africa. So I think I met a lot of people. I had a lot of database at that point. So yeah, I clearly knew a lot of people. So I still know a lot of people.
The story behind working with home influencers and abroad influencers, what shifted your perception on that?
This is the thing. I know a fashion brand that reached out to like models outside the country, and they actually answered. They only said their price. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. If you can pay my price, why not? Let's work. Do you understand? Regardless of whatever you.
Mm-hmm.
But then this is the thing also. When you reach out to brands, how is your own brand? If I see that I don't have a problem with my own brand, that my brand can actually stand the test of time and everything. If I reach out to you and you do your background check here and I fit in your criteria, to surely work with you. But in Nigeria, this is the thing. To even access the brand is a problem.
Bro,
you tell me to send a mail. Then I send the mail, and you are not responding to your mail. 2 days, 3 days.
And then when you now go back to them, they're like, "Oh, don't worry, we'll revert."
The funniest thing is that we even meet at events. Do you understand? Then I look at you like, "See you."
Is this you? Like, is this the end of the tweet that you balance?
Do you understand? I meet you and I'm like, "Hey."
It's not crazy of how these TikTok guys are not having managers.
I mean, I'm no respecter of a celebrity. Oh, may I talk to you the way I want to talk to you? Because this is the thing. We are doing business. Let's know it's business. We are trying to be friends. Let's be friends. Do you get? So if I tell you that, okay, yeah, I reach out to you, respond to my mail, and you're telling me, oh, when? I know you are fake. That means you don't actually have your normal structure you're meant to have. And that's the thing. We don't know how to do business in Nigeria. Like, both music business and
normal
business, we don't know how to do it. Because if you value business a lot, I send you a mail, you should respond to your mail.
Obviously, is it that you don't even, they don't even check their mails every
they have
time?
Managers, now, come on.
Obviously,
they have peace.
Are they paying them?
That's another level.
You guys make even. That's another level. Though. Now, one celebrity, where is Abi? Now, in the handle your own fan page.
Yeah, sure, of course.
But I won't call your name, but you know yourself, you understand? Continue.
I reached out to Coffee. You know Coffee now, yeah. The artist. Then I reached out to her like a day, the second day I got a mail, a response from them. And I was shocked. Do you understand? I reached out to World's Management. They didn't even reply until like
2 months later.
No, like 2 weeks later. But at least they replied, do you understand? But then they replied, do you understand? But then I'm just saying, like, showing you like the swiftness, yeah, in Coffee's response. Miles away.
Nigeria said something that all these influencers, they have managers. But the thing is, do they actually treat their page handlers and their mail handlers and their managers properly for them to actually keep up with the mails?
The thing is that do they even know the content of the mail? That's the thing. Most of them don't read the content of the mail well. I don't know, maybe you can record this particular incident that happened, Beyonce, Yemi Alade, when they already reached out to Yemi Alade's team.
Okay.
But then the manager did not know the brand's name. She was not so familiar with the brand's name. But then Yemi Alade knew, because like, you understand now, she knows the name, she knows whatever, so mm-hmm. she replied herself. Do you understand? That's to show that the management was not treating every male as
it should be.
It should be. Do you understand? If you are treating as it should be, you won't say, okay, this one is this one, this one is this one.
And you'll be selecting for...
Do you understand? So they need to actually check their meals. They need to check the contents of the meal.
I'm just coming in as an influencer, because technically I have like 11,000 followers on Instagram.
You know.
Right? We have a podcast.
And we have a merch coming up.
And I have like 6,000 followers on Twitter, and you know, a couple of thousands of views on TikTok. What I'm just trying to say is that I want to come in as an influencer, or as an influencer point of view, and I'm not there yet. I don't even hope to be there, because I don't want to be your definition of influencers, right? But some people's definition, I changed that. But but what I've come to realize is that these are young people that was thrown into fame very easily because of the social platforms that we have, and they had no experience into it, or some of them have no experience into it. They have poor management that want to just use them to have money and grow, and I'm just trying to show some level of empathy for them. Look at, say, Justin Bieber, right? If you have been following Justin Bieber since baby, his evolution has been very crazy,
yeah.
Right? Of how, you know, he came innocent with Ludacris and he started to do some crazy things, draw tattoos,
shout out to houses, Diddy,
right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was in 2010 or 2016 that he had a roast event that they all roasted him round. That was when he dropped the album Purpose, and after that he's been looking as if he has sex. He's looking, no, but you know the way he dresses, you know, understand? But
no Christianity thing playing for him. So
yeah, also, and you know, his wife has made. So what I'm just trying to say, in essence, is that some of these people, and it's going to lead to my next point. Some of these influencers are children, and I say children unapologetically. They are children that have no clue as to what to do. They're living inside
their
father's house.
How to handle their fame.
They don't. They have like, okay. Now look at say a Rema and an Ira Star. Bear in mind, I'm not calling people children. No, it comes to my podcast. Thank you very much. But look at a Rema and an Ira Star, right? And I want to ask this question: that do their parents have control over them?
Mm.
Coming in, Ira Star is a brand identity, is a celestial image, right? Yeah. She wants to be seen as someone that like is a kind of like a goddess of some sort, right? And last year, Ira Star was 19. She's 20 this year.
I don't even know.
Yeah, she was 19 last year.
19 and what's that name of the album again?
19 and Dangerous.
19 and Dangerous.
Yeah. So she should be 20 this year or something. Now, without fame, if you're not Ira Star, how would you feel? Or if she's not Ira Star, how would you feel if you see somebody that is wearing sorry. But I just want to be realistic, right? Right? I'm sure as a parent, you see your 19-year-old daughter wear that on an everyday lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
how would you feel? So the question is, look at Irema that has a tattoo here, a crush tattoo. Again, I'm not trying to be biased because of tattoos or whatnot. Nigga shredded as fuck. I wish I can be shredded like Irem. But I just want to ask the question that, do parents still control these children? Because your child can buy your pension. Understand?
Irema pay your salary.
Well, they will pay you your salary. In one show of them. So let's discuss on that question. Do you think that parents have, let me come from the plug point of view.
Okay. This is what I'll say. The foundation year of a child is like from 1 to 8 years. Do you understand? That's the year that those are the years that God has given to you to like lay a foundation in your child's heart, whatever, some sort. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's left for the child, basically, to submit. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So having the fame, having the money should not let you go away from the teachings of your parents.
True.
You can't control it. It's called youthful exuberance.
It's youthful exuberance, but then, do you understand? You need to call them to order maybe once, twice.
The celebrity is coming to my mind.
Do you understand? Their name, no? Once, twice.
It's called shaking tables for a
boy. Like,
no, bro, I don't want to speak on that.
Oh, my mama gets
no. No. That's what we are still saying. You need to check back. You need to. Okay, my mom said this. My mom said that. It will not be so evident, but then in your decision making, it will be there.
Their voices has to ring in your head.
Yeah, they don't need to be there to tell you this. But then there are some things that you know that you wouldn't do. Because of your background and because of the things that you've actually chosen to.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point you need to actually revisit, like as a normal human being, you need to revisit yourself.
Also, I usually feel like, you know, there's this, I don't want to call it conscience, but there's this particular feel that we get when we are doing something. Okay, let me make it relatable, right? You know when NEPA brings light too much in Lagos, in Nigeria. In Nigeria there's like some guys that control the flow of electricity, to put it in the very
shout out to them,
PACN, NEPA.
No shout out to you.
Shout out to them.
Okay, we don't do on NEPA like this. We do on Jen. Okay. But then, these guys, Ikeja Electric or whatnot, right? Whenever there's power for so long, especially when there's power when rain is falling, you start to look at, you start to think, but no,
like an intuition or something. Maybe. He's trying to tell you that
I feel like
they'll take light very soon.
Understand that awareness. That awareness of good and evil is enough good in itself to bring you back on track. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
Right? If you feel like I'm on this thing, don't need too much, you have that kind of anchor that will pull you back. So I feel like maybe your better your daddy, you can tell your daddy to shut up or tell your mommy to
get the fuck, you didn't want to use that word, but you used it.
Sorry, you see that? No, but we're gonna go for a commercial break. Can we play your song?
Of course.
Yes. So we're gonna play a song, like just a 5 minutes break. But if you're watching on YouTube, this is gonna be a stretch, right? So go subscribe on YouTube if you don't want anything, right? But it's just gonna be a stretch. But we're gonna go for a commercial, a short break, so that you can listen to the talent, which is that song that I like, that first one.
How come I'm not listening to it, bro?
So we're gonna go for that break.
The sax only now, though.
The sax only. Hope they don't charge change. Yeah.
No.
So we're gonna go for that break. You listen to this song, then we're gonna come back, right? And we shall continue
from where we stopped.
Okay.
Peace.
They say they be OG for where? Me, I just they love them for yeah. They be OG with that OT. We just they love them for yeah. I'm on same old face, good old days. I feel like going back in the days. I'm on see my guy, feel alright. Bring the booze, make a shack all night. I'm on same old face, good old days.
I feel like going back in the days of my see my guy. Feel alright. Bring the booze, make go shack all night. Yeah.
But I feel like you can check him out, Busting the Plug with the double G. There's another Busting the Plug, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his own is double G.
Busting, Oyeyemi.
Oyeyemi.
Yeah.
So tell us about the childhood drama.
This is putting me on the spot. Childhood drama for me is not just about the songs, it's about the story I'm trying to tell. Just and I grew up good. but then things were not the way I planned them to be, do you understand? It was not the way I thought it was going to be. Because I lost my dad when I was like 8 years old. I was going to 9, do you understand? Uh-huh. And I wanted to play football. So I saw that dream crash from me. My dad got me like a football club in England. I was meant to go resume play football then.
Oh, you didn't grow up here?
No, I grew up here.
Oh, okay.
I grew up here. So, at that point in time, music was the only thing that came to the rescue of football. Because I wanted to play football. I still want to play football. But then, music came in play. So, I started doing music. But then, poor production, bad sound and everything. So I don't like serving people rubbish. So I stopped in 2015. Then early December last year, someone said to me that, why you be saying you go start something, you know, go finish up? Then that triggered something in me, and I slept. I had a dream that I was singing in it, so I just said, man, it's time to do something. Let's work. I called my producer. He's in school. I told him that, just send me anything you have. And he sent them. I was like, okay, this is what I'll do. I called like 6 different artists to actually jump on the song, on like every beat. Do you understand? Then I said, we're going to actually tell a story, but then we're not going to tell the story the way people think the story should go. Do you understand? Not the one that will we sing a song, then I'll start telling you how my grandfather, my daughter. So we didn't do it like that. Then we used representations, like real life representations. Okay. like the jigger that you like. We actually talked about gun, we talked about women in the song, but then it's just like a representation of whatever happened to me.
Okay, so you're letting people in, but not all the way in.
Yeah, not all the way in. That's why you need to actually like, you need to, don't let me, I want to use this language. I want to say, you have to fuck with the brand.
Okay.
We need to like take you on the journey of the childhood drama.
That makes sense. That I feel I can connect to it. Like, now I want to rate Rema, right? You know, you heard Raves and Roses, right?
Yeah.
First track was what got me hooked, Divine. First of all, how is your name Divine?
Divine to Rema.
No, how is Remy boy's name Divine?
That's the Rema.
That's his real name, I think.
That's Rema.
It's crazy.
You know Divine. What Rema is in this?
Yeah. But when it was like his name is Divine, like, have you ever met celebrities? Like, I feel like we should do a trend. Maybe we'll do a trend.
Find their real names, right?
You know Sexy Steel.
Yeah, what's his name?
Do you know his real name? Abby.
Wow. So, what's all these names that they have? Well,
probably because they have weird names.
No, the name is not weird. The name is normal. So when we hear a Big Paps and a name,
be happiness.
but it is what it is though. Sorry that I cut you short.
Yeah,
on childhood drama, but yeah, give us you know, premier information about the project. Just a short explanation and we'll continue with the podcast. We're going to ask you one question, so then we'll go on.
The project is dropping on the 24th of June. Yeah, this month.
Crazy. So yeah. You heard it here first.
So
yeah,
doing a listening party. You guys should come through.
Hope I'm invited.
Of course. Why not?
is there like a VIP ticket?
No, we are not doing tickets.
No, you give us a story.
Just come on, vibe. Do you understand?
Okay, alright.
What story are you talking about?
The story.
Influencer
story.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get to that. That's the question that I wanted to ask you. Right, but
ask me the question.
The question is, when you get popular, and I'm not saying if, right? I'm pretty confident because people that are on my socials, I listen to music a lot, right? I used to want to be a music critic. I still kind of do, but it's not the kind of thing that I want to actively chase. Like, I just want to be able to do like a radio show about music and I dip, right? But it's not like I want to build it like as a career. I just really like to listen to music. Okay, and you know that, or my friends know that I listen to weird stuff. 1 second I'm listening to Ayla Mawura, the next second I'm listening to I Know Who God Says I Am, the next second I'm listening to Joe Fuji, next second I'm listening to one Korean. I don't know, it's just pretty sporadic, right? Not Korean, please. Scratch that. I don't do no BTS. But I consider myself, you know, musically forward, and doesn't mean that I'm smart. I just like, so when I heard that song, it reminded me of Finesse. Right, you know how Finesse has this voice that this part that says I forgot how the dark song goes Finesse, you know, it looks like people were shouting, like a group were shouting. So that was the effect they had, and I'm like, please play this back. I think I actually like to play like 3 times. See, like, play this back. Then there's another one that people were feeling, but it's not like I was feeling it. I was like, no, this is what I was actually feeling, and it kind of made sense. And I'm very eager to have you listen to it, right? As soon as it drops, there's going to be links everywhere, right? So now the question is this: when you get popular, right, how would you treat your friendship? Yeah,
okay.
How would you also handle a stranger walking up to you? This is going to lead into your story.
The story you told us earlier.
Okay, so this is the thing here. In 2019, I had this thing going on for me, I guess Twitter influencing and all of that. So I was getting free gifts from people, from, like, I was even part of the influencers they had for Cripsy Creamy. So I had people come around me every time. Then I see my friends that have known me for years. Now they want to start deviating. They wanted to start calling me Bosun the plug, make videos around me and all of that. So I told them one day that, bro, call me Bosun. Do you understand? This is what you know me with. This is what you've known me as all this while. So you don't need to change it to Bosun the plug now. Like, I was feeling awkward, but then someone told me that, see, all those things would actually come. Me, I will still retain my friendship with you normally, because I can be very funny, I can be stupid, I have like different alter egos, do you understand? So I feel we just need to sit down and talk about it, that this is what I want from you, this is what I expect from you as my friend. You're not the fan, because I will not treat you as a fan.
Close.
Do you understand? We are friends, so let's be friends. This is just like a business aspect of me. This is my music. I'm doing music business because I'm not trying to be if tomorrow I become a rapper, that's fine. But then I'm just saying that, okay, yeah, I'm doing music business. I'm not trying to be a celebrity to you. You're my friend. Do you understand? But to strangers, yeah, obviously, there's a need for a brand story. Do you understand? And brand story comes with a brand. Do you understand? So whatever my brand is going to look like is the way I'm going to actually approach any.
So the way you're going to position yourself.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to position myself, and that's the way I'm going to reply any stranger coming to me.
It's facts.
But trust me, it's all love from this side, any day, anytime.
So I feel like this episode should have a sequel featuring a very known influencer.
Yeah, sure.
So that they can come and defend the influencer community. Maybe we've said anything wrong, right? Because I feel like the conversation is perfect, or is you know, amazing when it is, you know, two way. We hear from the person that we are slandering and the person that is slandering. So I know you might like you lots are doing three ways these days. you that know Jesus, to Jesus be your glory. But that was a joke, you don't get it, forget about it. But I really would like that we have this conversation again. If you are a known person and you like to jump on the podcast, please send me a mail. Send us a mail, because the podcast is not just
and we'll respond immediately. We'll not leave it too much. We'll not angry.
It's at shaking tables with aa@gmail.com. You can, while you're listening or you're watching and you heard something that you really like, you can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share on your social media platform. If you're a Twitter person, please, are you order? If you're, if that means that there's enough space.
This code is too much.
Bro, you see, look at. I need the camera can see. I'm putting my hand at the back so that I can get both. Let me explain something to you. We're using a space that is paid for, right? And that means that we are having brand endorsement. So if you'd like to be part of the podcast, you like to sponsor the podcast, switch out.
Please, we need sponsors. We need.
Should I flood the numbers, or we will just send it to the mail? Which one? My manager is here. So which one should we do? Let's start. Yeah. So, but the numbers are. You see, the numbers are crazy. I saw the numbers. That was like 3 days ago when you asked me to check. I was like, yo, we have like 300 subscribers. Is it 300 subscribers on Apple that we don't even use? Then we have like 400 on Spotify subscribers, like people that are following. It's not like you listen, like people that are actively subscribed on the platform. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's mad. So if you like to be a part of the podcast, you like to sponsor, you like that. Even if it is, what is it called? Food that you give us.
Please, as in food and water.
We actually have an official drink for the podcast. It's a work in progress. I don't want to spill.
Don't spoil it. Don't give them spoilers. It's coming
soon enough. Thank you very much, Boson. I really appreciate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Boson.
Abigail, Abigail.
I'm Abigail.
When are you giving us your 1 million naira car giveaway? Because we need a ride.
Very soon. Very soon. Oh Jesus.
But yeah, thank you so much for being a part. You can check out Boson at Boson the Blog. Double G.
Yeah.
On everywhere.
Yeah.
On your Twitter, on your Insta. I saw your TikTok. Your TikTok is well, you can check Abigail out on
Instagram
at
Tamara Edonks.
How did you become Tamara from?
Tamara is my native name.
Tamara is your native name.
Yeah.
Where you from?
You never blow you, they change name.
Excuse me. Okay. Tamara is like, okay, from Delta State.
Oh, nice.
And I'm an Ijaw girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Tamara is like my native name. I actually like Tamara more than Abigail.
Mm.
I don't know why, but I like Tamara more than Abigail. Okay. Maybe I'll tell the story one day.
I know Abigail's legs, they are not always.
Yeah, exactly, they're not straight.
I don't understand.
If you don't get it, forget it.
Next episode.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Alright. Well, you can check out my socials at @adragame_. That's basically everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, what else? Snapchat. I mean, I don't do streaks, but the kind of streaks I do, I'll give you my form for streaks. So if you want to do streaks, I have it. It has this type of. Why you be snapping ceiling and send to me? You're wrong now. I don't want to see the color of your walls or your leg up. Nah, no wrong. No.
Private story.
but yeah, I'd be happy if you reached out, even if you just listened to the podcast. I had someone reach out last week, and she's like, she's been wanting to reach out for a while, but she's scared that I was going to ignore. I'm like,
really?
I'm not blow yet. And even when I blow,
he will not do like that.
Come on. So please, if you have reservations, we said some things that are wrong, you'd like to reach out, please, you can use the hashtag Shaking Tables with AA Pod. No, Shaking Tables Podcast on Twitter and also on Instagram as well, right?
Shaking
also
Tables
we are podcast. Trying to grow the community, right? So if you listen to us and you drop a review,
please
not just drop a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, also drop a comment on YouTube. We will then pick out people out of these reviews, then share your story on the podcast the next episode, right? Also, if you have birthday shout
Instagram
out
stories
you understand if yeah. you have birthday shout out, the idea of all of this is to create a community. So why not the kind of, you know, podcast that just even want to be on air.
We're
on
air. Air, but we're not air you.
You understand? And you'll not be Ed. And I start that joke.
Go listen to that episode.
There's like a subtle joke.
I want to add to it. So this is Red Edit.
The studio, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you can see,
let's move on.
There's gonna be a red carpet for you, man. But it's been an amazing ride so far. If you like what you see, please share on your social media.
If you like what you see, if you like what you hear.
That's also true. If you like what you hear, you can jump on the conversation. Let me give you OT, right, to meet fan girls like Abigail. Abigail is always in the hashtag. Abigail and Gigi Bomi, they're always in the hashtag Shaking Tables Podcast on Twitter. So if you are thinking of how will I enter fan girls there, a lot of random strangers that are even beyond myself. It beats me how the podcast is more than myself, because we just started this thing like in normal conversation because of breakfast. But that's another story for another day, right? But if you just want to meet people, random people, just use the hashtag Shaking Tables Podcast, and people that have quoted or done tweets under that have,
especially on
Twitter, I promise they are not even going to air you. They won't be like,
I will not air you.
It's crazy, man. So thank you so much. See you same time, same station, next episode, next video. God bless.
We love you.
So can we hit pause and off the AC, please?
Thank you. Jesus.
I beg. I don't think
your water, man.
Anyone take like... anyone, man. Whoa. That's crazy, man. I don't know where your farm take.